January 22nd, 1974, Cummings talking to John Bauer at the Whitney Museum, the whole thing. Well, you were born in Connecticut, I have, right?
Woodbridge, Connecticut, in August 9th, 1909.
Right. Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have.
Large family?
Yeah, well, not a large family. I had two sisters, both of whom are living. Both of whom are married and have children, and both of whom live in Madison, Connecticut, where my mother lives now. Woodbridge was actually a summer place. We didn't live in Woodbridge except in as a vacation place in the summer. We lived in New Haven, Connecticut, where my father was an assistant professor or an associate professor, I'm not quite sure what his final rank was, of classical archaeology at Yale. And my mother's family had been a New Haven family for a good many years. My grandmother lived in a big house on the corner of Edwards Street and Whitney Avenue. A great many of my youthful memories are of her house. Mm-hmm. She had a coachman named Dennis and an old horse that used to graze on the lawn there, which seems almost impossible today. I went to a small private school in New Haven, the Weiss School, which my mother was instrumental in founding. And then I went to Choate at Wallingford for my 4 years of high school. And I graduated from there in 1928 and went as a freshman to Yale. I graduated from Yale in 1932 with a BA degree and a Phi Beta Kappa Chi. And I stayed on and took my master's in history of art 2 years later. That is, I got my MA in 1934.
I'm curious about the first school you went to, the Weiss School. Because I don't know that school. I'm curious.
Well, I don't think it lasted very much longer. It was a case where, if I remember correctly, my mother didn't think the public schools were very good in New Haven at the time. But there was a private school out Whitney Avenue called the Hampton or Hamden School for Boys. I can't remember the title of it. And I don't know why she didn't like that, but she didn't. And so she got together with a number of other women who had children of the same age, and they pooled resources and started a school run by a very good woman named Miss Weiss. It was an excellent small school. I don't think it ever had more than about 30 pupils in it, and it didn't last very much longer after I left, I believe.
It's very interesting. What was it like growing up in an academic kind of surrounding?
Well, I think New Haven was a... I have no great fondness for New Haven. I really wouldn't care to live there today. Mm-hmm. It was not really an academic surrounding as far as I was concerned. We lived on Edge Hill Road, which at that time was on the outskirts of town. We were not surrounded by other professors or anything of the kind. We had a comfortable old house, and I remember that at one time I had a chicken coop erected in the backyard and raised chickens. So it was not really rural, but it was more rural. It was sort of half rural and half suburban, and there were big wooded tracts right behind our